Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to USA Radio Network, Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. I've been talking about it throughout the show, and I do this sometimes. Sometimes the show is divided up to, 50 great topics. Sometimes it's 20 great topics, and sometimes it's 5 great topics. And sometimes it's 20 great topics, but one of them I keep coming back to again and again and again. And being that most people listen to 1 hour of the show or 2 hours of the show, but not all 3 hours, some of you may not have heard hour one or two, but I keep coming back to the insanity of the Democrat Party and this gal from North Korea that went to my college, my alma mater, Columbia University, and came out of it saying that the people there are crazier and more communist than the people of North Korea. She escaped from North Korea with her life, with her family and her life. And now she goes to Columbia. She's out of it now. If she was in, she couldn't say this stuff because they'd kill her. They'd literally destroy her, ostracize her, kick her out, make her life miserable. But now she's able to say it. She's 27 years old. She's out of Columbia University. First she went to Barnard, the women's school of Columbia. Then she went to Columbia. And she says that the people in her classes don't believe in free thinking, don't believe in free speech. They're anti-Western, meaning they hate America. They focus on political correctness. And she says, even North Korea isn't this nuts. And I went through it in detail, her whole story in detail, which is the cover story at the New York Post. No need to do that again. Because if you've lived with me for 6 years on this radio show, or 5 years on national radio, 6 years on Vegas radio, on KBET 790, our flagship station, you know I've talked about this 1,000 times, that I was an innocent kid, son of a butcher, blue collar, loved America, waved the flag, thought America was great, thought because I got into Columbia, my ticket was punched and my life was, going to be a winner. And for the most part, it was. And was so thankful and so amazed that this could happen in America, and was just so shocked when I got to Columbia and all the kids were little spoiled brat, lucky sperm club, gone to prep school, now at Columbia. You'd think they'd be thankful. You'd think they'd say how great America is. You'd think they'd love their parents for giving them the perfect life. And it was the exact opposite. They hate America. They hate white people. They're all white. Hate Jews. They're Jewish. Hate Israel. They're Jewish. Hate rich people. They're rich. Hate the American dream, even though they're living it. Hate America, even though they're American. I mean, everything you'd ever imagine that equaled mental illness with the kids I met at Columbia. And here's a girl from North Korea agreeing with me. Unbelievable. And I've read you the story since the show began of all these crazy liberals. Oh, by the way, I've got to say again for hour number 3, in case you're tuning in and you didn't hear the first 2 hours, happy birthday to President Trump. It's his 75th birthday today. June 14th is his birthday. Happy 75th to President Trump, and happy Flag Day. So great to be in a country where, I would never kneel. Anybody who would kneel for the American flag, I'd like to kick their ass. You don't kneel the American flag in front of me, I can tell you that much. Because you may not get back up quickly, for sure. You have some nerve kneeling in my country against the flag. The only country that has ever treated people so well and given so much. Poor people have more money than middle-class people anywhere else in the world. Poor people in America. Middle-class people in America have more money and more assets than any rich people in most of the world. Slavery. I got it. I get it. But we've made one hell of a comeback. Black people have done better in this country than any other nation in world history. How about Indians? Did we do terrible things? Absolutely. Oh, man, we did awful things to the Indians. But they did awful things to us. It was a mixed bag. But in the end, look how we treated them in the end, as bad as it was. We gave them the right to have casinos and now sports books. There are some rich Indians out there putting sports gambling and medical marijuana and things like that on their reservations, making a fortune. In some states, they have like Connecticut and Florida, they've got pretty much the California, the exclusive right to gambling and even sports gambling. We're the only country in the world that tries to make up for everything we ever did wrong. It just makes me sick, these people that hate America. It makes me sick. But happy 75th birthday, President Trump. Happy Flag Day. Not just love the flag, but love all the people that defend the flag. Policemen, military, vets. All the people that defend the flag, you are the greatest. And the sacrifices you're willing to make are unimaginable to the average snowflake. Great people. So gas prices hit their highest in 3 years. Isn't it great that we elected Biden over Trump? Isn't that great? No correlation at all, right? 43 people shot over the weekend in Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. No problem there, right? Just black people killing black people left and right. Just a black genocide. No problem. Why? And why would Black Lives Matter get involved in that, right? No, they don't. And why should they? Every time one black person is shot by a police officer and that black person has a criminal record longer than the state of Texas, and they're running away from the cop or they're lunging at the cop's gun and the cop kills them, that's a reason to burn down a city. That's a reason to loot stores and get new sneakers and new TV sets. But hundreds of blacks every week killing hundreds of blacks and shooting hundreds of blacks on the streets of all of America's inner cities, Black Lives Matter says nothing. That's no big deal. No problem. By the way, there's not enough time to say something if you're Black Lives Matter. Because, you know, most of the time you spend taking all the money, stealing it, and buying yourself mansions all over the world. By the way, it's an opinion show. That's my opinion. That it's called theft when you own a nonprofit and all you do is enrich yourself. I think it's theft. But we all know legally, I'm sure they've covered their asses at Black Lives Matter. They make sure it's not actual theft. When the founder, the co-founder, the lesbian radical communist co-founder who hates men, president of the Man-Haters Club. Oh, that's the other thing they hate at Ivy League schools. They hate white people, they hate Israel, they hate America, they hate rich people, and they hate men. They really hate white straight men. Just like the BLM founders, white straight men. But, you know, it's okay to just, you know, collect money. And instead of using it to help poor black people, use it for yourself to buy mansions all over the world and surround them with walls and electric fences. No problem. Other big news story. The reporter who broke the Clinton, as in Bill Clinton, Loretta Lynch tarmac story. They were meeting at the tarmac to discuss Hillary's charges. And he received significant death threats and now he's been found dead. 45 years old. Good looking guy. 45 years old. Everything to live for. He's dead. They call it a suicide. Why is it always a suicide? When you're an enemy of the Clintons and you die, it's always a suicide. Or a car accident. It's always an accident or a suicide. Boy, they got the best stagers the world's ever known, I guess. I know. I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know, if you don't think the Clintons have killed people because there's a list of like 60 people that crossed them and they're all dead, if you don't think that maybe you should ask some questions about it and you accept them as all accidents and suicides, you're the dumbest mother trucker in the world. That's all I got to say. And here's another big story I talked about in hour number one. The main symptoms of COVID appear to have changed. Now it's headaches, sore throats, and runny noses. You know what you call something that gives someone headaches, sore throats, and runny noses? A freaking cold. You're also scared of COVID. It's a cold. It's morphed into a cold. And they're going to shut entire countries down for a cold. Insanity. And you go, what countries, Wayne? Well, the UK. just extended the COVID lockdown by 4 weeks. They've been locked down for months and months, and they were supposed to get out. It was called Freedom Day, June 21st. Isn't that nice when government gives you a few of your rights back on June 21st after taking them away forever? Deciding that you have no right to go to work and take the risk if you don't want to? If you want to, I should say. And now they decide to give you your freedom back. Oh, isn't that nice of those communist thugs, control freak mother truckers? They were going to give them back on June 21st. Now they said you got to wait another month. For a cold with a headache and a fever and a runny nose. Mommy, I've got a runny nose. It's COVID. You're going to die, kid. Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. It's just so bizarre. And then at the same time that's happening, they use this to scare you to death and force you to get a vaccine that you don't want. And then they want you to get a vaccine passport to prove it. Voter ID is no good, but vaccine passports are great. All day long, wherever you go, you should whip out your papers like a Nazi. Like the Gestapo asking you for your papers at the bus stop or the train station. But meanwhile, those wonderful vaccines that are killing people and wounding people and hurting people, AstraZeneca's COVID shot should be halted for all people over the age of 60, says the EMA, Europe's Medicine Agency, which is their FDA. Their safety committee has identified another rare blood condition after people take AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, and it was examining cases of heart inflammation after inoculation. Didn't I tell everybody this? I said, wait. And I said, if so many young teenage men in America are getting heart inflammation from the Pfizer vaccine, what do you think it's doing to people over the age of 60? You think you're going to be okay? You're going to be immune to it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, energized health. Joe Biden needs energized health. I'm convinced of it. Joe Biden, I wonder if energized health could pump some life into that lifeless corpse. He's got dementia. He can barely blink. You know, he's like one of those hostages in the Vietnam War. You're waiting for Joe Biden to blink at you. SOS. Help me. Help me. Jill has got me hostage. It's not the real Joe Biden. Obama controls my life. I'm a puppet. It's weekend at Biden's. I'm not even here anymore. I'm in the nursing home. It's a body double. Who knows what he's thinking? The man's out of his mind. But maybe energized health could save him. Maybe he needs some hydration. He's like an old dried up prune. Hydration would have to help, right? That's what energized health is. It is the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. So maybe, you know, you could hydrate him and he wouldn't be so prune-like and so old and so clueless and unable to put three sentences together and not even remember who was introduced 5 minutes ago. You know, today they introduced the president of South Africa. And then like 10 minutes later, Biden's like, and the president of South Africa's here. He's just in another world, man. He's clueless. He is just dementia squared. He's exhibit A for what happens when you have dementia. And you have a fawning press that won't tell anyone he has dementia. And covers up for every single foible and every problem. Every misspeak. Covers them up. In any case, let me go back to the sponsor of this segment because I digress. Energized Health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, founders, owners, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I'm telling you, they should try it. If Joe Biden, if you could bring Joe Biden back to life, if you could resuscitate Joe Biden, and he knew where he was, and he could put a few sentences together, and he looks younger again, man, would you build a name for yourselves. And you guys are good, but Joe Biden is the key to the kingdom, I'm telling you. Because everybody can see that he's lost it. Matter of fact, there's a story out that Justin Trudeau was overheard telling staffers he expects Kamala Harris to be president by the end of 2022, as per a White House official told him that. They all know Biden's a fading old man. He's done. He's finished. Unbelievable. I knew this 2 years ago, and the press made believe it wasn't happening. Newsmax used to get mad at me. Can you imagine? They were angry because I dared to say that Joe Biden has dementia and he's not capable of serving as president of the United States. People are so ridiculous. It's just amazing. Newsmax is supposed to be a conservative network. Yeah, right. Not allowed to talk about the dementia of a presidential candidate. On the left, right? It wasn't a Republican they were protecting. It wasn't Mitt Romney they were protecting. It was Joe Biden. Because the owner of Newsmax had a relationship with Joe Biden, obviously, his friends. So he was mad that Wayne Root said he has dementia. But Wayne Root was right. And Newsmax was wrong. Anyway, Newsmax is not the story. Energized health is the great story, because I look the best I have in 15 years. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. And they changed my life. I'm telling you, I'm going to be on this program the rest of my life. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials just like mine. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR, as in Wayne Allyn Root, and get 40% off. 40, 4-0. Not 4%, 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. I was just, when we left the last segment, I was talking about the COVID jab in England and how their version of the FDA just recommended no one over the age of 60 get it because it causes blood clots on your brain and heart inflammation. Same things we're seeing in America. There it's AstraZeneca, and here it's Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. There's no difference. The jab is the jab. The shot's the shot. The vaccine's the vaccine. It's an experimental rush to production gene therapy. And I bring that up because a new CBS YouGov poll released Sunday shows Democrats and Republicans deeply divided on employees' right to choose or waive the right to be vaccinated. The vast majority of Democrats support employers forcing workers to get a COVID vaccine. 79% of Democrats agreed employers should be able to force their workers to get vaccinated. In contrast, only 39% of Republicans approved of vaccine mandates at work. It's truly amazing. But keep in mind, all these polls are fixed. You know, the same polls will tell you somewhere around 50-50. 50% of the nation thinks the election was stolen. My buddy Kip Herridge did a poll. 9,000 of his fans responded. 97% believe the presidential election was stolen.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip. His next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, interesting story, because isn't it funny how COVID only went after... big businesses open and close all the small businesses. But it just so happened as a kid, again, going back to my Columbia days, all the kids said, we're going to destroy small business in America. We want to put every businessman out of business. You knew they weren't going after Walmart. They weren't going after GM. They weren't going after GE. They're going after the guy with the little mom and pop store. Because, of course, those are the guys and gals that write checks to the Republican Party. In my lifetime, I've met so few small business men and women who aren't Republicans. So few restaurant owners who aren't Republicans. Once in a while, you get a nightclub owner. Those are woke, hip people. You know, you get a gay club owner. Of course, they're big Democrats. But 90% of small business men and women I meet are all Republicans. 90% of most business owners, excuse me, of most restaurant owners are Republicans. So, you know, it's just so ironic that COVID went out. This was their plan. They wanted to wipe out all the small businesses because those are all the Republicans. And that's where the money comes to the Republican Party. You know, Democrats have big business, all the billionaires and the multi-billion-dollar corporations and the multinational corporations all contribute to the Democrat Party, and then they've got all the poor people. Republicans have all the people in the middle and all the small business owners. And it just so happens COVID didn't do anything to poor people because they're getting the same welfare check they got before, same food stamp check as before, much bigger unemployment checks, much bigger stimulus checks. COVID did nothing to the super rich. They got richer. COVID did nothing to the big corporations. They got richer. COVID just happened to wipe out the middle class and all the small business owners. The number of U.S. small businesses has fallen nearly 40% due to the pandemic and the lockdowns. Stock market at record highs. Anybody who had their life's fortune in stocks made a fortune. But if your life's fortune was in small business, you got crushed. Big companies did great. Small companies got crushed. Wow. Number of small businesses declined by nearly 40%. Things are starting to get worse again. A separate poll shows another 35% of small businesses say they're at risk of closing permanently by the end of the summer due to inflation, rising gas prices, and increasing labor shortages. Wow, restaurant owners and retailers who were pulling better a few weeks ago are now back among the industries that are very concerned about their prospects this summer, saying they're struggling with inflation and massive labor shortages. 39% of restaurant owners, 40% of small retailers say they worry about making it to the end of the summer. And the greatest challenge to the economy is the national labor shortage. There are now 2 million more job openings than there were before the pandemic. But there are 3.5 million fewer people willing to work. Wow. Because they're getting so much money for not working. And I bring that up because the sponsor of this segment of the show is Sons of Liberty CBD, which is a veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. Sons of Liberty CBD. You hear me? Veteran-owned, service-disabled small business. Sons of Liberty CBD. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. My buddy Jay Schrader is the one who hooked me up with Sons of Liberty. He's the Super Bowl champ and former Raiders quarterback. And I was telling him about the challenges of staying in great shape and all the aches and pains when you're over the age of 50. And he said, I know, brother, I got it. You got to try Sons of Liberty CBD. And I did. And he was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Highest quality CBD you'll ever find. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American grown and made. CBD is real and mainstream and it works. And you can get up to 25% off by mentioning the discount code WAR15 at checkout. Wayne Allen Root, War 15 at checkout, up to 25% off. Make the healthy choice and choose sonsoflibertycbd.com. So I was talking about the fact that Joe Biden has dementia and he's lost. And so here's the story that came out today. Biden's going downhill fast. Trudeau is overheard, as in the Prime Minister of Canada, is overheard telling staffers he expects Kamala Harris to be president by the end of 2022 per White House official attending the G7. Biden couldn't even remember that the president of South Africa was already introduced, and the room erupted with laughter over the fumble. He's really scared. A White House official just sent me this picture of the Biden White House and Biden's signature, and he says, limited edition, only available for a few more months. We all knew this was true, except for Newsmax, that didn't want me to mention that Biden had a little problem. Didn't know his frickin' name. Didn't know the difference between his wife and his sister. Didn't know where he was. Didn't know what day it was. Didn't know what race he was in. Didn't know what state he was in. 12 people showed up at each of his rallies. Pathetic. And they heard him mumbling himself with a mask on. It's the biggest scam ever carried out in the American people is running Biden, the media covering up for his dementia, and then stealing the election and rigging the election. But on top of that, we're surrounded by terrorists. These people are terrorists. Eco-terrorist letter received by the Forest Service was sent by Biden's Bureau of Land Management nominee, Tracy Stone Manning. He's nominated to be the new head of the Bureau of Land Management, BLM. And listen to what happened to her. In 1989, she had a role in tree spiking. Tree spiking is when you drive long spikes into trees, making them impossible to cut. Not just impossible to cut, but downright dangerous to try. The Washington Post described a case of tree spiking that took place in 1987. The mill worker was cutting up a tree when he hit one of the spikes. The electric saw came in contact with a tree spike, causing the saw to break and half the blade to be launched into his face, tearing through his safety helmet, creating a gash from his eye to his chin and splitting his jaw in half. And U.S. Senator from Wyoming, Republican John Barrasso, says Tracy Stone Manning collaborated with eco-terrorists. She worked with extreme environmental activists who spiked trees, threatening the lives and livelihoods of loggers. While she was given immunity from prosecution to testify against her companions in court, her actions were disgraceful. Liberals like to claim we need trees to produce oxygen, but that is not true. Trees produce a lot of oxygen as they grow, but once they reach full maturity, the amount of oxygen falls way off. If you cut down the mature trees and plant new trees, oxygen production goes back up again. Liberals are wrong about everything. Stone Manning was given legal immunity in 1993 to testify against fellow environmental activist John Blunt. Stone Manning told the court in 1989 she sent the Forest Service anonymous letter claiming that tree spikes awaited loggers in an Idaho forest. Part of the letter that warned of sabotage read, P.S. You bums go in there anyway and a lot of people could get hurt. The letter said a total of 500 pounds of spikes measuring 8 by 10 were placed in the forest to block an upcoming sale of land for logging. And the importance of this article is not that she's a crazy woman, she's a crazy witch, Tracy Stone Manning, but that she's nominated by Biden to be the new head of BLM. And I don't mean Black Lives Matter, I mean Bureau of Land Management. Do you understand? I think it's 97% of Nevada land is owned by the government, by BLM. Or owned by the government and controlled by BLM. This will be our new head of BLM. A crazy woman. And speaking of crazy, Biden's pick for the top Pentagon post is a former aide who pushed the garbage steel dossier to damage Trump. Dr. Colin Kahl is an unhinged lunatic who pushed the steel dossier. He defended the Obama regime's decision to buy off the Iranian terror regime with billions of dollars for the worst deal in history, the nuclear treaty. The Iranian regime then spent the dollars on funding terror groups throughout the region. He's been wrong in every major decision, this moron. So it only makes sense that Biden Obama would promote him to the top Pentagon post. Can you imagine? This guy's wrong about everything. All of them. By the way, you know who's been wrong about everything his whole life? Joe Biden. As a U.S. senator, there's never been anything he was ever right about. Every gut instinct he's ever had has been on the wrong side. And now he's the president of your United States. Not my United States, but your United States. I don't consider him my president, I can tell you that much. He stole the election. They rigged it and stole it for a feeble, weak old man with dementia. Wait till the history books report on this one. And now everything I ever said is coming true. Because people in the White House are saying this guy's done, finished. He'll only be there a few more months. Amazing. And speaking of terrorists, House Republicans move to censure Ilhan Omar and the squad for defending foreign terrorist organizations like Hamas. I mean, our country, Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. Our country is filled with communist traitors and communist rats and communist thugs. When we get back, I'm going to give you the last segment. This will be the last segment of the show. All the updates on the stolen election and the audits going on in Arizona and all the states that have come to witness it, to visit the audits, so they could bring it back and do it in their states. We're going to prove the election was stolen. The only question is, what happens next? What do you do when you prove the election was stolen by a feeble old man with dementia who should be in a nursing home? We'll find out soon enough. Wayne Allen Root, The Warrior.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Energized Health. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, my book, Trump Rules. Trump Rules has been number one book at Amazon and doing great at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target. And I want you to grab a copy for anyone in your life that's graduating high school or college or grad school or entering the workforce or already entered the workforce but they're still young. Anyone who's under the age of 30 should just take notes, man, like take Cliff Notes notes of this book. Because it changed my life. You know, I became the lead anchor at CNBC without ever being one day on TV. And I won the job, beat out hundreds of people who were TV anchors from across the United States. And became the lead anchor hosting 5 shows because of the Trump rules. And I had a goal to be Jimmy the Greek, and I wound up as Jimmy the Greek's TV partner. One in a billion odds. And then I built a gaming empire. And the media branded me the king of Vegas sports gambling, and I became CEO of a public company. Pretty amazing. And then my goal was to get into politics like my heroes, Jack Kemp and Ronald Reagan and Barry Goldwater, and I wound up the vice president on the Libertarian ticket. What are the odds? Never in politics, really, a day in my life, and suddenly I'm the vice president on a presidential ticket in all 50 states in 2008, and I wind up on Fox News with Cavuto talking politics. And then I decided I wanted to be the next Rush Limbaugh, and now I'm on the Talkers Heavy 100 list of the best 100 talk show hosts in America 3 years in a row. And I wound up with my own TV show on Newsmax TV 30 years after my last TV show about sports. I wound up with a political talk show. And I produced 3 hit reality TV shows. I mean, it's an amazing story. Again and again and again, the things I've done are impossible. I did them all because of Donald Trump and the Trump rules. Check it out at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Target. Trump Rules by Wayne Allen Root. So I promised you in the last segment I'd go over the what's happening in Arizona audit, the forensic audit. Kelly Ward is the chairman of the Arizona Republican Party. She's been on my show a few times. She's Dr. Kelly Ward. She tweeted a great Arizona audit update. She said 13 states have visited the audit. Washington, Georgia, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, AK, I assume, is Alaska. I'm assuming is Alaska. And then Missouri, South Carolina, and Michigan have all recently visited the first full forensic audit of an American election. 13 states. And soon America's audit is going to happen, she says. And she hopes all 50 states eventually do it. And I don't know where any of this is leading. Maybe nowhere. Maybe once we prove the election was stolen, Biden's still the president and that's the end of it. I don't know. Or maybe the American people rise up. Maybe you finally had enough. I don't know. But I know the hand recount in Arizona is complete today. Senate President Karen Fann, Arizona Senate President, and Wyoming officials toured the floor. And there were rumblings of many other future state audits, which can only be good. By the way, I think even in Republican states they should audit. Like Missouri. I said Missouri was there. Because I'm telling you, in every state, Democrats cheated. So even if we won, doesn't mean they didn't cheat. But two states may start forensic audits early next month, Pennsylvania and Georgia. I said from day one, Arizona was stolen, Pennsylvania was stolen, Georgia was stolen, Michigan was stolen, Wisconsin stolen, and Nevada stolen. And by the way, the audit organizer in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix, says hundreds of thousands of ballots are missing in Arizona and boxes are full of blank ballots. Josh Barnett, an audit organizer who led the affidavit drive to make the audit happen, tells the media it looks like a couple hundred thousand ballots are unaccounted for. The ballots are missing. Anywhere from 5 to 10% of the votes. I also know there were boxes filled with blank ballots in those pallets. There were blanks in there. Election officials were doing it for appearance to try and hide the fact that ballots are missing by saying, it's okay, they're all right here, but the ballots are blank. I'm telling you, as sure as I'm standing here, the election was stolen. And we're about to prove it. Patriotic delegations from Georgia, Alaska, and Colorado visited the Maricopa County audit floor in Phoenix this week, following a visit from the Pennsylvania delegation led by State Senator Doug Mastriano, who met with President Trump in Trump Tower. More states will be heading to Maricopa County. Candace Taylor, conservative running for governor of Georgia against Brian Kemp, is confident. There's a team going, she said. There's three or four Republicans going to Arizona from Georgia. Taylor noted the pro-audit Georgia delegation is working with a very good attorney who is advising the lawmakers. This is what Democrats are so scared of. Fulton County, Georgia election official admits legally required chain of custody documentation is missing from 24% of the ballots from the 2020 election. One in four ballots in Georgia was missing chain of custody documentation. And the result of that is Democrats had impossible and likely fraudulent wins in multiple battleground states where they were missing legally required chain of custody documentation. Nobody knows where the ballots, who held them, where they went, where they came from. No one knows a damn thing. They just know that they needed 700,000 to beat Trump and they came up with 800,000 after the election. Oh, that's normal. You shouldn't worry. Look away. Nothing to see here.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.